This is how Rachel Adams of Madera spends most of her day, in front of a computer, searching the many employment websites, looking for one thing, a job.
I haven't been unemployed probably since I was 18, and certainly would not have chosen to be so at this time and place.
Rachel is in her 40s now, and for the past 10 years, worked as a human resources director. The college-educated professional earned a high salary. It all went away in January when she was laid off.
And for a while, I thought, well, it'll just happen. This is only temporary. And when you realize now I'm going on 6 months, it's a lot more temporary than I thought it would be. And that's the biggest concern, obviously paying the bills, making the mortgage payment.
Rachel's concerns about getting back into the workforce are real. According to the latest unemployment statistics, she is among the group of people being hit the hardest in this economic downturn. The numbers show that the professional and business sectors in Fresno County lost about 1,800 jobs from April of last year to April of this year. That includes accountants, engineers, marketers, all being hit hard. Employment specialist Kathy Frost explains it this way.
In the workplace, we're now computerized. We need people with specific skills doing specific jobs. Then we have the leaders doing what they need to do, and the people in the middle are the easiest to eliminate when they need to make cuts or downsize.
Whatever the reason, budget cuts or downsizing, professionals like Rachel are having a difficult time not only finding work, but understanding how you look for a job. Many of those being laid off haven't looked for a job in years, and when faced with unemployment, find it's a whole different world.
The days when I always applied, it was who you knew. You turned in an application or it was a phone call and you got the job. It was never going through the process of submitting a resume online. That seems very foreign to me.
This is the reality of today's job search. It all starts online. There are literally dozens of these employment websites. You'll be asked to submit a resume and cover letter. You'll be lucky if you ever get acknowledgement they received your application. More often than not, you'll never hear back from them.
You really can get just totally disgusted with the whole thing. And there were times that I would sit at my computer and think, what am I doing? And yet, I went back to it every single time.
Linda Hightower is a good example of someone who mounted a successful job search. When the 66-year-old was laid off from her job as a program manager for a major nonprofit, she didn't waste any time. She came up with a job search plan and went to work on it.
Monday morning, I went to my office and I started on the computer and I made a commitment to myself that I will spend at least 4 hours a day on the computer and or phone with the job search, returning emails, phone calls, and following leads.
Hightower also enhanced her computer skills and came to terms with the reality of today's job climate. She knows she's in competition with younger workers who may have just graduated from college.
I had to be realistic in realizing that my salary requirements were probably going to be different. I had to be willing to really look at that and say to myself, okay, I can do less with this. I can still do what I do with less. And I had to really make myself believe that.
The most important thing Linda did was stay connected with not only her friends, but with those she used to work with.
I met with people. I had lunch with them. I never said no to an opportunity unless it was just totally outrageous.
With so many people out of work, the competition is fierce. You need to remember it is an employer's market. Frost recommends volunteering at a place where you can meet new people. She says networking is probably the single most important part of a job search.
You need to go out and do something, and you need to treat every single day that you're unemployed like it's a full work day. You need to be up and dressed and knowing that from the day before, the five people that you're going to touch that day.
You have to be willing to commit that time to do it. You can't let 3 days go by and think, oh, I'll get to it on Thursday. You just can't do it because it's too easy to let it slide.
Hightower continued to serve on committees with some of the same groups she worked with at her old job, and she volunteered for the nonprofit agency Resources for Independence. There, Linda helped with training programs for people with disabilities. The work was very similar to what she did at her old job. After a short time, Linda was hired as a full-time employee.
It took 8 months, and I don't regret any of the moves I made in between. They all came to an end when I got this job. They all helped get me there.